By the way, just this thought for you to consider. All the Jewish feasts, and there are seven of them according to the book of Leviticus chapter 23, all the Jewish feasts will be fulfilled by Jesus Christ. Now the first four feasts, the feast of the springtime, have been fulfilled by Jesus Christ. He was crucified on Passover. He was buried on unleavened bread. Then on first fruits, Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead. And 50 years after first fruits, as Jesus promised, the Holy Spirit came. And so in the proper day sequences, Jesus Christ fulfilled those first four feasts, the feast in the spring. That means that Jesus Christ must fulfill the last three feasts, the fall feast, that will take place in the fall, and do it in the proper day sequences. He will come back on the Feast of Trumpets. That's Rosh Hashanah. Now, that's not the rapture of the church. No, the rapture of the church has nothing to do with this feast, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets. Matthew chapter 24, verse 31 says, when Jesus Christ comes back to the earth, he turns to the angel, he says, blow the trumpet and call a solemn assembly. And so Jesus Christ returns to the earth on the Feast of Trumpets. Between the Feast of Trumpets and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, it's a 10-day period. It's called the Awesome Days. And during that time in Jerusalem, Jesus will reconstruct the city of Jerusalem, reconstruct the Temple Mount, and then construct his temple. While these armies of Satan, Antichrist and false prophet make their way some 90 plus miles up to the Jezreel Valley to prepare for the mother of all battles, the Battle of Armageddon. Jesus Christ will go up to that location. He will speak. They will all die. The blood flows as high as the horse's bridle for 176 miles over to Petra. He goes to Petra. He gathers in those Jewish survivors, one third of all the Jews in the world today. That's about 4 million of them. And he brings them into Jerusalem, coming through the eastern gate, walking into the Holy of Holies and setting down. By the way, you know what day that is? He does that. It's Yom Kippur. It's the Day of Atonement. Remember, Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews, is the high priest, not after the order of Levi or Aaron, but after the order of Melchizedek. Jesus Christ is the high priest, and he goes into the Holy of Holies. Hebrews chapter 9 says, in the past, on a yearly basis, the high priest would go into the temple on Yom Kippur into the Holy of Holies. But it then says, now in the end of days, Jesus Christ goes in to the Holy of Holies. He's gone into the Holy of Holies at the temple in the heavenlies, which is the original. Of course, all items in the heavens are replicated on the earth. He will go into the Holy of Holies for the very first time on earth on Yom Kippur, a Yom Kippur in the future, after the Battle of Armageddon has been completed, after he goes to Petra and gathers in the Jews, and he walks into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur. You remember, of course, that the Feast of Passover was for individual salvation. The Feast of Day of Atonement, or Yom Kippur, was for a national salvation, and all of the Jewish people shall be saved in a day. Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 9. In a day they come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and that day, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. There will be 4 days of judgment, judgment of the living Jews, judgment of the living Gentiles, a judgment of the resurrected Jews, and judgment of Satan, Antichrist, and false prophet. And after those 4 days of judgment, then the millennial kingdom begins, and that is on the day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And so Jesus Christ will fulfill all seven of the Jewish feast days on the proper day sequences. And this is how this all plays out, the campaign of Armageddon. Well, this brings us to a conclusion of lesson number 4 as we study through the book of Revelation. Next time we get together, we're going to see how Satan will be bound for 1,000 years, the millennial kingdom will unfold, the great white throne judgment will take place, and then new heavens, new earth, and a new Jerusalem. That's all in our study next time we get together. I hope that you've come to a conclusion that indeed we are quickly approaching the time of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. But as I talked to you about the campaign of Armageddon, I was very much concerned, a mixed emotion running through my system. I'm excited about the fact he's coming back. We know he is the victor, and he will set up his kingdom, and we will rule and reign with him. But at the same time, I have lost loved ones. Maybe you do as well. And they, if they do not receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and are still alive after Jesus Christ comes back, they go through the tribulation period. If they don't trust in Christ, they will be at that battle of Armageddon to be destroyed. So there's a mixed emotion. There's an excitement, a joy because of He being the victor. But there's that sadness for our loved ones who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This should drive us to our knees to pray for them. Dear Father, I pray for all of those who do not know Christ that may be a dear friend or a loved one, for anyone listening to this study today. We know it's not your will, 2 Peter chapter 3, that any should perish, but all should come to the knowledge of the faith. And I pray that indeed will happen.